Blog Talk Radio.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la. My King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la. I'll seek you from morning to night.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah, verses 1 through 11. This is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles, and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jehoiakim and the queen mother, the court officials, and the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the artisans, had gone into exile from Jerusalem. He entrusted the letter to Elisha, son of Shaphan, and to Gemariah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. It said, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number their do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets, which are false, and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to the place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Thus saith the Lord.
Time is ticking by, and I can feel an explosion inside. And time is ticking by, and I can feel an explosion inside. As in the days of Noah, as in the days of Noah, they'll be drinking, marrying, laughing, as in the days of Noah. What a fool, they say, to build a boat on sand. What a fool, they say. Coming of the Son of Man. And what a fool, they say, to fast and pray. And what a fool, they say, come on, it's been 2,000 years. Do you really think that he's coming? Come on, let's just get real. But remember this first, that many, many, many scoffers will come. And when the rain starts falling, it's too late. It's too late. When the rain starts falling, it's too late, it's too late. As in the days of Noah, it's never rained before, it's never rained before, it's never rained before, it's never rained before. One day, 2 days, 3 days gone by, and time, time is ticking by, and I can feel an explosion inside. People get ready, Jesus is coming. And many, 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 many scoffers will rise in that day, and they'll say, it's never rained before, it's never rained before, it's never rained before, it's never rained before, it's never rained, rain, go away, hide me from the wrath of the Lamb. Cause when the rain starts falling, it's too late, it's too late.
Yes, and when the rain starts falling, it's too late. But right now we are in that time, okay, that time where we are in God's mercy, okay? And this is Dr. Shirley Caniff, General Manager of WSCIRO, and it stands for Sea Christian Internet Radio Outreach of Greater Boston. And I'm telling you, the Lord's been real busy getting my attention for these shows and tapping me on the shoulder. And when he does, I have to do what he tells me to do. That's what Mary said to Jesus when he was in Cana, you know, before the Jesus turned the water into wine. And he said he had just got done telling his mother that his time has not come, after the disciples had gone to Mary and said, you look, we ran out of wine for the wedding. Is it such an embarrassment to this couple that's getting married? What are you going to do, Jesus? He said, woman, my time has not come. But then the disciples came up to Mary too, and you know what Mary said? She used her authority as a mother. She said, because she knew, she saw in the spirit realm what was about ready to happen. And she said, because she knew that her son was going to hear from his heavenly father, which is her heavenly father, my heavenly father, your heavenly father, okay? And she knew that when, you know, it was time, okay, that it was time for her to, you know, when it was time for the miracle to happen, when it was time for the ministry of Jesus to go forward in the destiny that the Lord had for him, that his father had for him before the foundations of the earth were laid. All right. What did she say when she recognized the timing? She said, do whatever he tells you to do. So, you know, that's what we all have to do. We have to listen to the words of what Mary said in the scriptures, and we have to do, she's a Jewish mom. She's our Jewish mom. We have to do what Jesus tells us to do. So that's why I'm doing these shows, because I'm doing exactly what Father God wants me to do through Jesus, his son. So we had just listened to Misty Edwards. I love that song because it's so prophetic. It just brings you into that time of that time that we are facing, the time of urgency. But it's, even though it's a time of great darkness, it's also a time of great glory and great power and great authority in Yeshua HaMashiach, in Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to just ask you right now, Lord, to just bless my Facebook friends and especially the ones that have come alongside of me in prayer, the my fellow comrades of intercession, your warriors, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for what you're doing on Faith Talks Live Prayer 24/7 online on Facebook. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I do have a guest here. In a couple minutes, he's going to come on. His name is Lars Knudsen. And let's see. Lars is going to come, and he's going to talk about, and he's actually a fellow intercessor and Facebook friend, and he has such a love for Israel and God's people, you know, and he's a seer. He can see into what the Lord has, because that's where his heart is. His heart is always wanting to pursue, you know, and run after Jesus, and you know, and the Lord loves us to run after him, because then he catches us, and he catches us up, and he reveals things to us, and so it's just really wonderful to be friends, you know, to first of all have a friendship with the Lord through the Holy Spirit, and also be friends with other people who have that same kind of relationship and passion. So I just thank you, Lord, for Lars, and thank you, Lord, for all of my fellow intercessory friends, and the Lord just touch them and bless them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Okay, I was speaking with Lars this morning, his time, and it was actually afternoon my time, I'm on the East Coast, on the phone, and I was talking to him about something that the Lord had revealed to us regarding Libya, you know, Africa, well, that whole continent of Africa, but Libya, Tunisia, Egypt, and of course it's been in the papers, and there's other things that are happening, but there's also some curses have been uttered by a lot of these people that do really a full rage and hostility. But see, what the Lord is saying, that he is watching over the situations that are coming up, but there is going to be a greater end. But his, you know, we as a people, all right, have to pray. We need to pray and fast and get on our faces. So, you know, so we talked about that, and Lars had some wonderful things that he wanted to share with me. But I thought, because of the magnitude of what he was saying in the Holy Ghost, it was like, we have to do this. We have to talk about this on the show. So this was not a planned show, but it was planned in the heavens, you know, and here we are. And so I'm going to go to Lars in a moment here. I'm going to find out, you know, what number, because there's another caller on there, and I just wanted to right now ask, well, the other guest that came on, this is, you know, a show that we, you know, I have to have a guest speaker have the time, you know, for the hour. And if you want to connect with me on Facebook and under Dr. Shirley, and I'll be glad to talk to you about certain concerns that you have as well. All right. So I'm going to just ask Lars. He's on Facebook before I even find out which phone number. And you can tell that this is live. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay, great. You're the 916. All right, this is so awesome. The miracle of social media networking. I mean, it's so awesome that we have so many ways of connecting. Okay, here we go, Lars. Okay. Hi, Lars. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, awesome. Well, listen, Lars, I just want you to share with the listening audience, all right, what the Lord put on your heart. We got about 45 minutes, but because you are so gifted with, you know, like the excitement of what the Lord's doing, you know, I'm just going to just let you talk, because I think God is just going to share, you know, his heart with you in a greater way during this interview, and I just want, you know, people to just, like, receive. So, you know,
amen.
Let me on this.
Amen, amen. Right. I just wanted to thank our Father Yahweh for this opportunity. I wanted to thank you, and I don't need to remind you, but how we met, which was, I believe, back in last September, and the morning that I was getting up, I audibly heard the voice of God say, radio voiceover, And I didn't know what it meant, but later on the day I saw your Facebook page, and I was prompted to go to that, and you were interviewing, I believe, John Robert. And I got to blow the shofar on the show, and anyway, went to Phoenix, got to meet him, and I'm back now with you.
And did you know that after that, Robert John had actually, came in, he actually come into many blessings. He's engaged to Faithine Criscow.
Yes,
he is. She's a real powerful woman of the Lord, and it's just so awesome, The
yeah,
one that can
yeah,
do work
yeah.
for her that I shared with her just recently. But anyways, that's so awesome that God used you to really, bless him and bless the ministry of what's happening with the media, with the God's media army. Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I want to congratulate them, and I believe that I'm next because I've been waiting faithfully for about 8 years. So anyway, I'm going to blow the shofar. Father Yahweh,
okay.
We thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a great day, what a great day. Dr. Shirley, I've basically been just in the last couple weeks have been just spending just 24/7 with Yahweh and by the Holy Spirit. And this morning when I was getting up about 4 o'clock this morning, I just got deep in my spirit, current flow. I kept getting current flow, and I was thinking, man, current. So I wrote it down because I knew it was from him. And with all the current events that are going on in the world, i.e. Libya and Egypt and Tunisia and, Jerusalem and Lebanon and, the whole Middle East, what the Lord's been showing me is that if you just go, always to the Word and you're led by the Spirit and truth, it will not go wrong. Nothing will go wrong. There's no burdens with God. We should have no burdens. And he's been showing me how he's orchestrating this whole thing. This is total Ezekiel. He showed me in Isaiah 19 that he says, I, the Lord God, would come against Egypt. I would incite Egypt. So, we're seeing these waves of the flow of mankind and also the flow of the liar, Hillel, being changed.
Yeah.
And this morning when I got up and got that in my spirit, I was just I read the word every day, and I go to a couple of local coffee shops and spend time, and I have been blessed because actually I've had many Muslims that come into this coffee shop, and I've been friends with many of them, and I have a couple that are from Cairo and some Palestine and Syria, so I've been able to spend time with them and talk to them and get their perspective, and then I always bring the word of God, so I got to speak to a gentleman a few days ago, his name was Muhammad, and showed him and read him Isaiah 19, and he wept. He had never seen at the end of Isaiah 19, it says, and blessed be my people, Egypt, Assyria, the work of my hand, and Israel, my heritage. So God is doing something even with the Muslims. And
wow.
What I'm seeing is that God's bringing in the book of I believe it's Ezekiel where it talks about the two sticks. And God said I would bring the stick, and he named one Ephraim, which means fruit or double portions of fruit, and Judah, which means praise, power of praise. And he's bringing the two sticks together, and he said, I'll make them into one. And so he is bringing us into a greater alliance with his glory.
Wow.
He's bringing us into a greater alliance with his name.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave this to me when I went to Israel. The first time I went was in 2006, and I went with a small ministry team, but it was right after Hezbollah had been, the war there, and we went like the month afterwards. And it was just, for me, it was just to go there a month after all the warring that was going on, but there was no fear, and it was just a blessing, and I got really blessed by my first experience there, and I've been blessed to go there. Now 4 times, working on my 5th time.
Wow.
And
wow.
But what I found when I went to Israel is when I would talk to them about Jesus, I got this really just distaste, this look of disdain from them. And then I asked this Jewish man, how do you say Jesus in Hebrew? And he said, Yeshua, HaMashiach.
Mm-hmm.
So back in 2007, my second trip was when the Lord started showing me, start using my name the way that it was presented to the apostles. And and also getting back to the name of Yahweh. You know, he's not Jehovah Witness. He's Yahweh, you know, Lord Yahweh. So with that being said, if we go to the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 39, and what I found ironic is that when I pulled you up about an hour ago, and I looked at the time frame, there was 39 minutes before the show, and I think there's 39 minutes remaining right now if I'm looking correctly.
There it is.
So thank you. So that's just that. Hallelujah. That saith Yahweh. So I'm going to read out of that, and we're going to go up to verse. I will go to verse 8.
Okay.
So Ezekiel 39, verse 1 says, "So you human being, prophesy against Gog. Say that Yahweh Elohim says, I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshcha and Tuval. I will turn you around, lead you on, and bring you from the far reaches of the north against the mountains of Israel. But then I will knock your bow out of your left hand and make your arrows drop from your right. You will fall on the mountain of Israel, you, your troops, and all the peoples with you. I will give you to be eaten up by all kinds of birds of prey and by wild animals. You will fall in the open field, for I have spoken, says Yahweh Elohim. I will send fire against Magog and against those living securely in the coastlands. Then they will know that I am Adonai. I will make my holy name known among my people, Israel. I will not allow my holy name to be profaned any longer. Then the nations will know that I am Adonai, the Holy One of Israel. Yes, this is coming, and it will be done, says Adonai Elohim Yahweh. This is the day about which I have spoken."
Wow.
Yeah. I'm. That's an impact. You know, what I feel that's coming on the land is I mentioned about a prayer that I sent out to many people a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I check in with the Jerusalem Post every day. And on their front page 2 days ago was this article. It said, expressing outrage over Friday's veto, the Palestinian Authority threatened to reassess its position towards the Middle East peace process.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, it says, Palestinians on Saturday called for a day of rage next Friday, which is coming up, to protest against the U.S. Administration decision to veto. And so I just put together a prayer that day and sent it out to about 50 people.
Do you have that prayer right now?
I do. And this is what, and I'm asking everybody that's listening,
mm-hmm.
that we come in nothing but pure shalom, the peace of Yahweh, and we just ask you to go forth from east to west, north and south. It says, "Father Yahweh, I come against the spirit of rage, violence, Hamas." Because Hamas in English means violence.
Mm-hmm.
"I bind the spirit now in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, and I bind the strong man now. Father Yahweh, I know that Israel is the apple of your eye. I ask that angels of your kingdom of Yahweh be released now to make a radical change, having wisdom, knowledge, and understanding who you are, that you sent your right hand, your son, to save all, leaving no one behind. Father, I plead the blood of Yeshua upon all who receive this. Father, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Father, now send your glory, your thunder, your lightning, your presence upon Jerusalem, upon Israel, upon the United States, upon all nations. I thank you, Father Yahweh. Love your son, Lars, sounding the shofar, the alarm."
Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that prayer. Thank you, Lord, for using Lars, Lord, as a watchman for Israel, for the house of Israel. Lord, raise up more watchmen, Lord, the watchmen that in a night season, get their attention, Lord, through dreams from heaven. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. And what I found interesting is, you know, if you just kind of, I got rid of my TV about a year and a half ago. The Holy Spirit said get rid of it, and I did. And you know, so I'm not really plugged into the news, but I do, you know, go periodically to the CNN just to do a quick watch. And I noticed in even in America, you know, that they have the unions, you know, they're doing these protests in Wisconsin. And I read an article this morning that was the headline was basically that there was, you know, rage, like being released. You know, so I saw how the enemy, you know, because he's the liar, the prince of the airways. We take over the airways right now, but you know, he's a fallen prince, he's a fallen angel, and he's a defeated foe. But he is unfortunately, you know, still being used by a lot of people. And
well, you know what it is, Buzz. A lot of people don't know, especially Christians. For some reason, a lot of believers do not know their. Their authority that's already in them, and what Jesus did on the cross, what Yeshua did on the cross. He made a show of the principalities. He went down to Sheol, and he took the keys of death in the Hades and the grave from the enemy. In the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve fell through disobedience and they ate of the fruit that what they weren't supposed to, that was when the you know, the authority went to the to. The serpent, who was actually Lucifer or Satan, the fallen angel, and he was to, you know, rule the earth. And then, you know, for thousands of years, and then Jesus came, Yeshua came, and he, you know, took the keys back, and he gave back dominion of the earth to followers of Christ, to his followers.
Amen.
You know, we just mean.
Amen.
But a lot of people don't know about that authority, so they. And, you know, they get blindsided by the enemy, and they don't use the authority that they already have.
Amen. And surely a couple of days ago, within the last week or so, I got in my spirit from the Lord saying that they know the Son, but they don't know the Father. They know,
yeah.
They know, but they don't know Yahweh. And I've seen this time and time again. You know, you ask people, you know, I pray. And then if you just ask them the simple question that he asked Peter, who do they say I am? And Peter was the only one that knew who he was.
Right.
And
right.
So out of his 12, you know, and this is, you know, God in the flesh, and yet in his small group. So that kind of shows us where we're at. But on the other hand, God said, Yeshua said that you would do greater things than I.
Yeah. Yes.
And so having the understanding, you know, Yahweh says that my people perish for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
And one of the things, the article specifically that I was speaking of, it said, the uprising in Madison is systematic of simmering rage among the nation's teachers. They have grown angry and demoralized over the past 2 years as attacks on their profession escalated. So, you know, it's like these words. God gave us not just, you know, power, love, and a sound mind, but to speak life into people, and people need to be spoken to in life right now more than ever. You know, I was a firefighter for 31 years, and you know, we sat around for the alarm to go off, and when we heard the tones go off, we had a minute to get on the rig and get out. And you know, in 31 years, I saw times where, you know, I got people would get distracted. I got distracted. You might forget something, whatever. He says, do not be deceived, and be alert, and be sober.
Right. Yes.
And have a sound mind. And you know, we are the walking lights of this world. We are the walking firebrands, fire branches. We got literally fire coming off us. We have literally fire of God coming off us. It works in us, around us, and through us. And this is when you have that union with our Father. And I've spent the last 7 years, 2 months, and 21 days when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, born again, and I was raised my whole life in church. I was raised in the Episcopal faith, and I won't get into all the specifics, but, you know, my mom dated a priest they can marry in that religion, and he ended up marrying another woman when he was dating my mom, and I was a little boy. So you can imagine, and I know that was the work of the enemy.
Oh, sure.
In the same year, in 1970, a visiting priest tried to do something, molest me. Thank God nothing happened, but he tried. And that was the same year. So I got hit twice.
Yeah.
And you know what, though?
Yeah.
And I did rebel until I was 44.
Okay.
But I'm telling you what, when I finally had an encounter with a light, with the glory of God, with the Holy Spirit, by trusting that Jesus Christ is the only way, Yeshua HaMashiach is the only way to the Father. And when I finally got on my knees and I repented, and I was so sorry that he had done so many things for me.
Mm-hmm.
And but one thing that's great about our Father is that once you get right with him, it's all right.
Amen.
It is all right. And right now, being walking in this, you know, this glory zone, I call it, that's what he's doing. He's bringing the glory back. And, you know, I want to go to verse Ezekiel 39,
mm-hmm.
Verse 22. I believe. Why don't you read verse 22?
Okay. Are you having me read 22 or are you?
I want you to read Ezekiel 39, verse 22.
22, okay. All right. Here we go. My paragraph starts at 21, so 39, verse 21. Yeah. I will display my glory among the nations, and all the nations will see the punishment I inflict and the hand I lay upon them. From that day forward, the house of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God, and the nations will know that the people of Israel went into exile for their sin because they were unfaithful to me. So I hid my face from them and handed them over to their enemies, and they all fell by the sword. I dealt with them according to their uncleanness and their offenses, and I hid my face from them. You want me to continue?
And that's good right there. When you go down where it talks about, now I will restore. Keep going.
Yeah. Yes. This is the restoration part. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will now bring Jacob back from captivity, and will have compassion on all the people of Israel, and I will be zealous for my holy name. They will forget their shame and all the unfaithfulness they showed toward me when they lived in safety in their land with no one to make them afraid. When I have brought them back from the nations and have gathered them from the countries of their enemies, I will show myself holy through them in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God, for though I sent them into exile among the nations, I will gather them to their own land, not leaving any behind. I will no longer hide my face from them, for I will pour out my spirit on the house of Israel, declares the Sovereign Lord. You know, when I was reading reminded me at the beginning of the show, I opened up with Jeremiah 29:1-11, and you know, the Lord says the same thing there. And it's
amen.
So it's funny how it's the extension.
Hallelujah.
This whole show, they're all spirit-filled, but
amen.
This is really, really.
No, amen, amen. It's a treat. And, you know, as you're speaking to me, I was remembering when I sent this this prayer request out. I sent it out to about 50 people in regards to that spirit of rage. And I had a couple friends that I met at a synagogue in the Sacramento region that I go to periodically, and I got an email back from him, and he thanked me for the email, and he invited me back to speak to them, and I've gotten in favor with them, and I actually, I got a funny story some other time I can tell you, but basically, right now the Jewish people, and that's who, you know, we need to go to. We need to go to the lost sheep, and you know, and really press in and have the zeal and the boldness of Yahweh through, you know, his perfect example of Yeshua.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
amen. I think of... you know, in the identity of you know, the current, getting back to the current flow, and you know, I think of a current, you know, like as God's pouring, you know, more of his living water, you know, and it will flow, you know, it says that living waters would flow out of our belly. And I spoke to a guy this morning that is in a certain type of religion within, you know, Christianity, and I was mentioning it to him about the water. He kind of was rejecting it. And I was like, wow, here's a guy, and I know what he stands for. It's the biggest religion within Christianity, and that's even going to be getting shaken big time.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get saved by the Pope.
Right. You don't get saved by Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. Yeah. And you don't get saved by through a religion. You know, it's through the personal relationship, and that's what I'm seeing. The deception of the new age. And, I was in Florida a few weeks ago. I drove across America to go to a conference in Florida. And it was incredible. I spent 20 days on the road with the Lord and just me and the Holy Spirit and blowing the shofar over your state and county and state line. And just seeing the manifestation of the glory of God. And I literally got to see that manifestation driving through the day of the shooting in Tucson. I was driving through Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso. And I was told how dangerous it is there. And so I just blew the shofar. And then as I was leaving the downtown area, looking to my left, literally a cloud formed and a rainbow was in the cloud. And I'm not saying a rainbow like an arch, but just the colors of the rainbow. And I've posted a lot of those on my Facebook page. And then you could literally see the glory of Yahweh dropping over Juarez, Mexico. And it was so powerful. I was just blown away, and I pulled off the road because I was videotaping, and I thought I better get off the road. And I saw a man with his son. And his son was probably 16, Latino guy. And I asked him, "What do you see?" He says, "I see God."
Mm.
And I said, more specifically, what do you see?" He says, "I see a rainbow cloud." So we decreed his name, Yahweh, and Yeshua HaMashiach, which I said to him in Latin is Jesus.
Yeah.
But what was ironic about that is that time frame, within I'd say 60 minutes, the shooting was taking place in Tucson.
Wow.
And that evening I drove into Tucson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I go, I know this is not an accident that I'm here. And what the enemy came in to inflict mayhem and cause a lot of disorder and hatred and anger, God flipped it. And I went into the hospital and just spoke the word miracles. And that's what he did.
I did.
Yeah, I blew the shofar there, and that shofar that he's blessed me with is a powerful tool for the kingdom.
Did you know that the woman that got shot, she's Jewish, you know?
She is.
So there's a special blessing just because she's Jewish and the Lord loves her so much. You know, she's like a Esther. You know, one of his Esthers. So there's Kathy Kiffitz, I think that's, is it Kathy Kiffitz? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Senator, and I just looked her up, Lord, right now, and all those that were shot that day, and we thank you for just the great healings that's taking place in the name of Yahweh, and we thank you for Psalm 91 and Isaiah 53, Lord, upon them right now, and I just ask that just an increase upon her and her husband, the astronaut, Lord. I saw him speak, and he was speaking on your behalf. He's not born again yet. But Father God, I ask that he has an encounter and that they become just the true disciples of you, Father God. And we just thank you for what you're doing with them and in them and around them.
Amen. And it was just a tragedy. My friend, she's also part of the Faith Talks Library. Just today, I guess she was Facebooking me and she was crying out. Her name is Evangelist Shelley Newman. And she has told me that she goes, "Sis, did you hear the news?" And I don't have a TV, unlike you. The Lord told me to fast from television watching. I'm going to increase the media ministry. I'm going to give you a media mantle. So that's what happened, you know. So, but I do, like you said, I follow CNN every once in a while. I'll keep my eyes and ears open on the papers and, you know, the headlines, and he'll reveal to me what needs to be prayed. So apparently this pastor in the church that she has attended, I guess they arrested him because he was on the computer with viewing childhood pornography, and it was such a detriment. I guess it's all over the news, and so I'd like to pray for I know that the Holy Spirit's going to and fro, Spirit of
yes.
Jesus, and he is he's really searching our hearts. You know, he's going to yank out the stuff that
yes.
is standing in the way, and he always judgment always begins in the house of God.
How?
Things are not quite right. You know, that's how much the Lord loves us. But if we can't fool with the Lord. I had a dream three nights ago, and I talked about it in a previous broadcast. And in the dream, the Lord took me to a city that I'm familiar with, but we're all called to be cities. It was something, it was a metaphor for, you know, the body of Christ. But there was key figures in it, and there was a cop that was standing in the distance, and I believe it was an angel watching across the street. You know, this familiar face that everybody knew that they didn't suspect would, you know, be used in a robbery, but he was planning it. And the thing is, I kept saying to the police on my right, I'm like, aren't you going to do anything? He's about ready to plan a robbery. But the thing is, the police wasn't able to do much of anything because it wasn't really happening. It was happening in this guy's mind. It was his thoughts. His thoughts were, you know, like bent towards, you know, some kind of evil, you know, I don't know what
right.
kind of robbery it was, whether it be bank robbery or just, you know, robbing people of you know, what God has for them or whatever, you know. But, the thing is, the Lord wanted to show me the magnitude of that, okay? And then this person from across the way looks at, he identified me. He comes over and he says, are you that lady that, you know, the Lord speaks to and you get, like, you know, yes, you know, revelations? He didn't even say
right.
the Lord. He was in the world. I think he thought of me as a psychic, you know. I told him, I said, I'm no psychic. I said, I don't know,
right.
you know, you might describe it as ESP, but it's not that either. And so then
right.
he comes on the other side of me, and then he says, and then the light shone around him, and this time I saw that it must be the, you know, symbol for the body of Christ, and this person is metaphorical for, you know, the condition of the body of Christ, you know, and then he says to me. I said to him, I'm not a psychic, but I do have a word for you from the Lord. I said, that thing that you are planning in 2 weeks, okay, the Lord already knows your thoughts, and he's not going to allow it to go through, you know. And I said, you might as well just repent right now.
Amen.
And he said, because he
Thank
loves
Lord.
You enough. I said, he sent me to you.
Hallelujah.
And I think at this time I knew I was in a dream. I said, he sent me to you in the dream to tell you, that, you know, he loves you and he has better things for you, and he knows your thoughts even before you speak them. And so then he repents and he says, he goes, I am so sorry. I know that you hear from the Lord. I was thinking that this may not be right, but then, I didn't know what to do, and
right.
now I know. So I really believe that the Lord is releasing his spirit upon the face of the earth, but really it's going to be dense in the places where his people are already, you know, congregating, and it's going to be a conviction of conscience. And the Lord is going to be cleansing consciences now, you know, the conscience of people, so that they know
Amen.
The truth is right and wrong, you know?
Amen.
So, right and wrong, I think he's going to go after those strongholds. But see, the Lord He knows the strongholds. Yeah.
Exactly. This morning, it's interesting you mentioned that, because as I was doing my reading this morning at the coffee shop, the AMAC doors were almost like malfunctioning. They were like, couldn't figure out to close or open, and they did it for probably about 2 or 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I saw this guy kind of running, and three guys chased him inside the store, and they were the manager and two other people. And it was a guy that he had stolen stuff, put stuff in his thing, in his jacket, and was trying to get out. So here was a thief, you know, trying to get out. And when you were speaking also, I'm going to go to Exodus 23.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 says, you are not to repeat false rumors. Do not join hands with the wicked by offering perjured testimony. Do not follow the crowd when it does what is wrong. And don't allow the popular view to sway you into offering testimony for any cause if the effect will be to pervert justice. On the other hand, don't favor a person's lawsuit simply because he is poor. If you go down to verse 20, this is, to me, was just huge. He says, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you on the way and bring you to a place I have prepared. Pay attention to him, listen to what he says, and do not rebel against him, because he will not forgive any wrongdoing of yours, since my name resides in him. But if you listen to what he says and do everything I tell you, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. When my angel goes ahead of you and brings you to Amori, Hittai, Perizzi, Canaanai, Hivi, and Yabusi, I will make an end of them. You are not to worship their gods, serve them, or follow their practices. Rather, you are to demolish them completely and smash their standing stones to pieces. Now, this is, I'm asking for any people that are listening right now, because I know that a lot of people are suffering through illnesses and stuff, and I just say, Father God, because we know your name in Psalm 91, Yahweh, that you would heal all that's listening right now. I just speak your healing. And it says, you are to serve Yahweh your God, and he will bless your food and water. I will take sickness away from among you. Hallelujah. In your land, your women will not miscarry or be barren, and you will live out the full span of your lives. I will send terror ahead of you. Repeat that. I will send terror of me ahead of you, throwing into confusion all the people to whom you come, and I will make your enemies turn their backs on you. So I'm seeing this when I'm out. I see the reaction. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing more in the spirit realm of people that have demons, and so many people, even Christians, have need to go through a lot of deliverance. And if people would truly get real with Yahweh this day, repent, humble themselves, would he not repair and restore everything today?
Yeah.
Everything today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I'd like to pray for that particular situation in Kentucky right now, that the Lord will have mercy on this person, and that in his weakness that he would be his strength, and
Amen.
That he would learn from the situation, and that, Lord, that you would raise up people around him that would restore him instead of break him down in shame and humility. So we're not saying we condone this, but we ask for genuine repentance and restoration. We don't know how long this will take. You know, Lord, how long it will take and what it will take. We also ask that as he's receiving healing and restoration and renewal of the mind, we ask, Lord, that you would raise up the right people, Lord, raise up Shelley and Tim, who have been called. They've been asked to come and minister. But, Lord, we ask for the right timing for this. We thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, anyone that's in the situation where, you know, the life hasn't always dealt them, a good hand of cards. I'm not even going to gamble, but I don't even know what that means. But that life has not dealt them a good thing. Lord, that we ask that you would take away all, you know, the bad things that they've had, that they focused in on, because they had the absence of good things. And so, Lord, they have the absence of holy things. They have the absence of right thinking in you, Lord. And we ask that you would restore, you would release those gifts from heaven, Lord. We thank you for the renewal of the mind, Lord. We cast down any vain imagination that, comes up against your knowledge, the knowledge that you want us to receive from the tree of life, which is Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your name is in us, that we your name, Lord, means mercy. Your name means forgiveness and healing, and that we don't need to be struck down by that angel that was in the Old Testament. But, Lord, it's your mercy that kills the flesh, and it's your mercy that allows us to still stand. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for death to self, but we also thank you for the resurrection.
Yes,
your resurrection power moving through us,
and forming us into the image and likeness of Jesus and developing our character to be more Christ-like. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
And I just bind the spirit of perversion right now over America, little me, and the nations of the world, but the spirit of perversion. And, Father God, we just ask this would be a day, and as we go through this week, Lord, that there would be, on as you said, the judgment always starts in the house, that right now, Lord, not in 5 minutes, but right now, that you would touch all. You said you would pour out your spirit on all flesh, Lord, and touch us all right now, Father God, so that we will get in a better unity with you. And that would bring better unity within the body, Lord. And all the headlines of pastors, you know, all the stuff, nonsense that they've done, Lord. Well, for 44 years, I did a lot of nonsense, and you changed my life, Lord. And Lord, I have stayed the course, and I'm continuing to stay the course. And, Lord, let me just, when I speak, let it be from you, Lord. And anything that I've done that would be an offense to you, to your kingdom, any thought, word, or deed, Lord, I just forgive me. And, Lord, let us learn that when we ask for forgiveness, that we don't listen to them demons that try to beat us up, Lord, that we get up off our knees and we walk. You're looking for a peculiar person, a peculiar human being to stand with you. You said that Gabriel stands in the council of the Most High, and that's what you're looking. You're looking for your kids to stand with you. And I just decree and declare that we would stand with you. Stand with you, Father Yahweh, from this day forward. And those that are listening, Lord, that have an ear to hear, Lord, we just ask that you would give greater wisdom, greater knowledge, which would lead into greater understanding. Because when we understand that we turn from evil is when we understand wisdom and knowledge. Because turning away from evil gives us understanding. And glory to God. And we just release that right now in Yeshua's name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the strategies from heaven, Lord. There are times where the enemy will have so many people bound by strongholds in their minds that they can't see clearly, Lord. Lord, give them a strategy from heaven that will break the power of the stronghold over the minds of your people and also the minds of people that are in the world, the minds of
hearts. Lord. Touch them now, Father God.
Jesus.
All flesh.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Shirley, when I see we got, how much time we have?
We have about 7 minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. Getting back to the word that he gave me, which was the current flow. And so I did a word search on current. Mm-hmm. And in the Bible, I found two references, and I'm going to read them. And then there was one reference out of the 30, I think it was 39, now that I think about it, that were with flow. I think it was 39. But anyway, so we'll go with current. Genesis 23:16, Abraham listened to Ephron. Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the children of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, according to the current merchant's standard. The other one is 2 Kings 12:4. Joash said to the priests, all the money of the holy things that is brought into the house of Yahweh in current money, the money of all the persons for whom each man is rated, and all the money that it comes into any man's heart to bring into the house of Yahweh. And I found that interesting because right now, you know, love of money is the root of evil. And if you look at what's going on right now, what is it about? So I'm going,
about the love of money or the lack of it.
Yeah.
So everybody.
Amen. And we lack nothing. You know, it says in the end times that, you know, the black horseman, you know, the Lord Yahweh said, do not harm the wine or the oil.
Mm-hmm.
So we're his remnant that's sealed.
Yeah.
We're protected. And then flow, the one verse that just popped to me was Joel 3:18. It says, Joel 3:18, it will happen in that day that the mountains will drop down sweet wine, the hills will flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah will flow with waters, and the fountain will come forth from the house of Yahweh, and will water the valley of Shittim.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it interesting that, a land of milk and honey, you know. And I, when I think of just the attributes of the glory of God, you know, there's so much more than just the milk and honey in the glory of God. And that's what he's, you know, he said the latter rain would be greater. And I'm really excited about today. I get to go see a mighty man of God in San Francisco Thursday and Friday. I know this is a catapult for me, and I just thank you again for just having me on. And it's an honor. I've retired about 6 months ago, officially about a month ago, 6 weeks ago from the fire service.
Yeah.
So now I'm refired with Yahweh.
Amen. And you know, when you were talking about how you had to really listen to the alarm and do exactly what it says when you were working as a firefighter, I'm like, and now the Lord placed those alarms in his spirit. That's
Amen.
What he did for you. So, you know, continue to sound the alarm and blow that trumpet when the Holy Spirit, you know, tells you to. And I know good things are going to continue to happen for you in your life, Lars, because you are an obedient servant. You are not only an obedient servant of the Most High God, but you are a friend of God. So I just bless that in you. I continue to bless that in you. So in Jesus'
Amen.
Holy
Thank
name.
Thank you so much. I'm going to sound to do yeah. a quick sound out.
Yeah, okay. Hallelujah. Okay, well, we'll talk to you at some other point, but it's always glad. I'm always, you know, it's always such a treat to have you on, and God is just so awesome. Okay.
Amen.
God bless
love
you.
Love you. Talk to you soon. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom.
Let your kingdom come, Lord.